A mysterious phenomenon around this time of year seems to affect television ratings, and with them a lot of broadcast revenue. On Sunday, we'll turn our clock back an hour and go off daylight saving time. According to TV industry lore, this seems to have a big effect on how many people watch television. NPR's Netta Ulaby investigates.
It's true, says Bill Gorman. He helps run a website called TV by the Numbers.
We headlined a post last spring, Networks Fear the Sun.
Last spring was when American Idol hit a historic ratings low, right after daylight saving time started. Suddenly it's light outside for an extra hour. Watching TV is less appealing.
Nice to have you with us.
Now, Idol had been hemorrhaging viewers pretty steadily, but it was not alone. Following daylight saving, the show's House and Chuck both dropped 17% in ratings from the week before, among adults aged 18 to 49. Not every show suffered a ratings dip, but Gorman says the trend generally held.
We saw last season about a 10 or 11% fall in the 8 p.m. hour, the Monday after daylight savings time came back.
And conversely, when we move our clocks back on Sunday, daylight saving may actually help TV ratings. Every year in early November, they jump. Bill Gorman of TV by the Numbers says that's probably partly due to local sweeps and special fall programming, but the chillier season's conducive to staying inside and cocooning.
I think television networks would like it to be dark as soon as you left the office and headed home for the night. And maybe it started raining or snowing a lot as soon as primetime began.
Come spring, TV network execs will be secretly singing this tune.
If I could turn back time.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
If I could turn back time.
This is NPR News.